Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Tamid, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Gimel, and Perek Hey, Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnah is being learned Masechas Esrbas Rachol Shishi B'Zechav and Receiving Hagun Bikar of Mamish. And we're in the middle of learning how the Kayin cut up the carbon Tamid and divided it up between the different Kahanim, and they're going to be bringing it to the ramp. So the Mishnah tells us not all sack, and he took the knife, Vehavish is a ram and a kaved, and he separated the lungs from the liver, the etzba kaved and a kaved, and also the finger of the liver from the liver. The finger of the liver is some sort of lobe that sticks out of the liver. It's part of it. It's just sticking out of it, and that's also separated from the liver. But he wouldn't remove it from its place, meaning he wouldn't separate it from the body of the animal. Then nakav zechaze, he cut a part of meat from the chest, and he gave it to the one who was zechah to bring it to the mizbeach. Then olodef and aymanis, he went up to the right side of the animal, he would cut through the ribs until he reached the spine, but he wouldn't actually cut the spine itself, until he got to the two soft ribs, which are the ones closest to the head. Then chatacha, he would cut meat off the right side, and give it to the one who's zeichah in it, and v'kaved tuliba, the kaved, the liver, was hanging from it. Then bali legeira, he came to the neck of the animal, v'niach ba shtei tzlois mekan, shtei tzlois mekan, he would cut through, but leave two ribs on this side and two ribs on that side. This is still the side closer to the head. Then chatacha, he would cut the neck off, unisanal mishazachaba, and give it to the one who had the schos to carry it, and v'kanev aleva rea tulimba. In this section, the kane, which is the windpipe, the lev, which is the heart, and the rea, which are the lungs, they're attached to the neck, and they're all hanging from it. Then balo defen asmalis, he now comes to the left side of the animal. He cuts it, but still leaving two soft ribs that are above, and this is the side that's closest to the tail. And there's two soft ribs that are below, that's closest to the head. That's what he would leave on the other side as well, meaning on the right side. Turns out that on both sides of the animal, right and left, he's leaving two ribs, both in the upper and lower part of the animal. And he would now cut the left side of the animal and give it to the kohen who's zeichah to carry it. And now the spine was with this left side, and the tchol, which is the spleen, that was hanging from it as well. And this side was very large, meaning it was larger than the right side because it had the spine attached to it. But still, the right side was called gedayla, because the liver was hanging from it, and that caused it to weigh more. So that's why the right side was called gedayla. Next, he came to the oikets, which with fruits means the stem, with animals it means the back part of it, meaning the bottom of the spine, which is near the tail. He would cut it off and give it to the one who's zeichah to carry it. Va'alya, and the tail, va'etzba kaved, and this finger of the liver that we mentioned earlier in the Mishnah, ushtei klayos imai, and the two kidneys also went along with it. Then natal regel asmali, he took the back left leg and give it to the one who's zeichah to carry it. And so now we have all the kehanim holding the different parts that they were given. No one's gone anywhere yet. They're just standing there holding their parts of the tamid. Nimtza, turns out kulan amdim b'shura, everyone's standing in the line. Vevarim biyadam, they're holding their evarim. Harishan b'reish b'regel, first kain's holding the head and the right leg. Harosh b'mina v'chatma klap izrayay, the head is in his right hand and its nose is facing towards his arm, meaning it's facing towards the kain's body. V'karnov, and the horns bein etzba isav are between his fingers. Beis shchitasa milamalon, and it's beis shchita, which means the place where its neck was cut, that's facing upwards. And if you remember, the fats that were from the inside, that covered over the cut of the neck. And the right leg is in the kain's left hand, and the skin part is facing outwards because it looks much nicer than having the cut part of the leg facing outwards. Now hasheni, the second kain, he has the two front legs of the animal, the right leg is in his right hand, the left leg is in his left hand, and their skin is also facing outwards. Hashlishi, the third kain, he has the back part of the animal and the back left leg. Back part of the animal is in his right hand, and the tail is hanging in between his fingers. And the etzba kaved, again, which is like this finger of the liver, this lobe part of the liver that sticks out, and the two kidneys were with it as well. Then the back left leg was in his left hand, and its skin was facing outward as well. Then harvi, the fourth kayin, he had the chest and the neck. The chest was in his right hand, and the neck in his left hand, and its ribs in between his fingers. Hachamishi, the fifth kain, he had the two sides of the animals, the right one in his right hand, the left one in his left hand, and their skin is also facing outwards. Hashishi, the sixth kain, he had the intestines, they were all in a bazach, which is like a basin or a large spoon of sorts, and the 4 feet were placed on top of these insides. Now these were all the Kehanim that were holding the parts of the Tamid. However, we have another three Kehanim as well that were taking part of the Tamid, as we see right now. Hashvi Basoilis, the seventh Kohen, was holding the flour for the Mincha. Hashmini, the eighth Kohen, Bechavitin, he was holding the Chavitin of the Kohen Gadol. And Hachi Bayayin, the ninth Kohen, was holding the wine of the Nesachim. What's done now? Halchun Sonim Mechetze Kev Shulmata, they would go and place them on the lower half of the ramp in the Mizbeach, B'maravai, on the west side, which is on the left side of the ramp, Umalchum, and they would salt them. V'yardin, they would go down, Ubalhem Lishkas HaGazes, and go into Lishkas HaGazes, Likras as Shema, to say Shema and other tefillas as well. As now moving right on to Parakei Mishnah Aleph, Armalem Hamune, the Muna, the appointed Kain who's in charge, he would tell them, Barchu Bracha Achas, say one Bracha, Vein Barchu, and they would say that Bracha. This referring to the Bracha of Ahava Rabba right before Shema. It still wasn't light enough outside to say the Bracha of Yatzar Ma'ayrois, and so they would say that later, and these Brachas could be said out of order, and so they would say this Bracha of Ahava Rabba. Then Karas Haras HaDvarim, they would say that Saras HaDibrois, then they would say Shema, Vahayim Shemaya, and Vayoymer. Then Brachos Ha'am Shalish Brachais. Literally, this means they would bless the nation three blessings, but they actually weren't giving any Brachas to the nation. It just means that they said the same Brachas that everybody else said, namely, they would say Emes V'yatziv V'avoida, which is Brachos Shema and Esri that we call Ritzei, and Ubirchos Kaihanim, they would say Birchos Kaihanim. This is not referring to standing on the Duchen and saying Birchos Kaihanim Yivrechacha, Hashem V'yashmecha, as we're going to see later on. They just would say the Psukim of Birchos Kaihanim, and this is part of a Tefillah asking Hashem to accept the Tamid L'Ratzoin, and Uba Shabbos, Moisifin Bracha Achas L'Mishmar Yotzei, when it was on Shabbos, they would add one more Bracha for the Mishmar that was leaving. Remember, there's 24 Mishmaros of Kaihanim, and every week on Shabbos, that's when they would switch out the Mishmar. So when the Mishmar is leaving Shabbos morning, the Mishmar that's coming in says a special Bracha to them, the Misha Shikin as Shmoy B'Bayis Hazet, the one who rests his name in this Bayis, Hu Yashkin B'Nechem Avav Achva Shalom V'Reyos, he should cause to dwell among you love and brotherhood, peace and friendship. And that's the last Bracha they would say on Shabbos. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss the Avodah of every single morning and what was done next. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.